following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Doug and Danny Show, Fast Phil's Plaza here in Kearney. Their holiday open house Nebraska Lottery is on hand, and we have got so many giveaways. Great folks from Coca-Cola, Mars and M&M, Amcon, Express Distributing. Boy, if I can read that. Express Distributing, Jimmy. Among the many things, Koozie sunglasses, specials on their Monster drinks and Cracker Jacks, the lottery goodie bags, tote bags full of great items, Coca-Cola bike we're going to be giving away, and of course, the granddaddy of them all, the giant 6-foot stocking full of toys that we will be giving away before we sign off at 1 o'clock here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And again, I want to thank LJ Jenkins and Jimmy Lee from the Midway PBR. You can get your tickets a variety of ways. PickMyTickets.com, JR's Westernwear, the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. And, of course, the ticket office opens tomorrow at the Expo Center at 12 noon. All the different ways that you can pick up items. If you've got questions, comments on anything that we've been talking about, we'd love to hear from you at the Doug and Daddy Show. And you can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And you can text us, or not text us, you can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, we saw Seth Denny here earlier. He was in picking up. It couldn't have been an energy drink because he's always full of energy. But then Doug and Carney says, it was 25 years ago this week, 1989, Seth Denny hit a mid-court shot at the buzzer for McCook to beat Lexington 73-71. That's according to the Tri-City Tribune and Cozad. Seth scored 28 that night. Moments like that is what is special about high school sports. Seth was an athlete, I guess.
Yeah, he was a pretty good player. Yes, he was. His dad coached. Did you know that?
Yeah, he coached. Well, hey, I've thrown this story out before. Why? A lot of people want to know why Seth is so talented. It's the small amount of time that he spent, I believe it was his kindergarten year, going to Ord.
Ord
because his dad was there for a year or two. And so, Doyle was there doing some coaching and then went on to do so many other great things. Let's also go to the Dead Popper inbox. Jimmy, this comes from Husker Brian. He says, how can you say Tommy Armstrong played well down the stretch? In his last four games, he was 38 for 86, 605 yards, 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He led great finishing drives, and I think he will be really good. So how much of his poor performance in the last few games was due to a poor run game and bad play calling? What do you think? Was it due to some other factors?
I think the Wisconsin game, was a disappointment. You know, the disappointment in the Wisconsin game. I just don't know how you can blame Tommy Armstrong for everything. It seems like that's who you want to blame when the offense doesn't move. You want to blame the quarterback. And I watched a game last night on TV when I got home. It was called a professional football game. And I didn't think either one of those quarterbacks looked very good. And I don't think people realize how hard it is to play well at the quarterback position. The ball's in your hand, and you have to have things click all the time. And that's why the Oregon quarterback is going to win a lot of awards this year, because he really played well and had plenty of time to throw the ball and had a lot of weapons to go to. And I guess that was the point I was trying to make, that I just didn't think we had maybe as many weapons as some of those other teams. And he sure didn't hurt us. You know, when Nebraska played Iowa, let's remember how this game went. The punt was blocked by our own lineman. Iowa runs and scores a touchdown. So they certainly can't blame that on your quarterback. And, there was another interception that we had out of our end zone, which was the quarterback's fault. But, boy, we sure remember that interception he threw maybe more than we do the touchdown. But, I guess we just wanted to be a little more positive about Tommy Armstrong, because I'm hoping that he gets better and we beat USC instead of take the negative side.
I'll take that side then.
What side do you want?
Because you're the positive side.
I'll be Mr. Positive for the next 45
minutes. Sometimes
you're
too damn positive. Sometimes you're too damn positive.
You think so?
Sometimes.
All right, damn
sometimes.
I'll try to get a little more negative.
I'm going to get you.
I tried that once. Didn't really go very well.
We got to work more on that because I like to be the good guy sometimes. Hey, don't forget, you can now enter the Doug and Daddy ESPN Superstation Bowl Bonanza. Had some folks ask me about that already. Brought to you by Johnson Lawn and Landscape. You pick the winners of the 28 selected bowl games. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on the Bowl Bonanza banner. It's free to enter. We've got a ton of prizes, and entries are due at kickoff at the Heart of Dallas Bowl, which is noon, December 26th. So it's pretty simple. Get your picks in before Christmas, or you're going to forget to do it. Get your picks in before Christmas. All you have to do is go online to the Doug and Daddy page at ESPNSuperstation.com. Get ready for our Bowl Bonanza brought to you by Johnson Lawn and Landscape. Click, 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 and you're going to win some great prizes.
Is this one where, like, people that work, can we do this if we work? I mean, we may not get the prizes, but we'd get to get involved.
You know what, Jimmy? I think we'll figure something out for you. You know why?
Why's that?
Because you deserve it.
All right.
You deserve it. We won't take it away from anybody else because we're going to turn our picks.
How old do you have to be to play? How old do you have to be?
Jeff, do they got to be 18? I think that's the rule.
I think so, Doug. Yep.
I think you got to be 18, especially for some of the prizes that we give away. So I think you got to be 18.
Well, my son turned.
And one, what is it, one million entries per household? Or one per email,
I think. Yep, one per email.
Yeah. Well, my son's going to be 18 on the 27th, and I wondered
if he could compete
even at the end of the contest, or
but you can't pick him for him.
Oh, I won't pick him for him.
Don't pick him for him.
I want to make sure he could get in.
We want to make sure he's as knowledgeable as you are.
Well, Harrison Pearson, Chris Langan both turned head of their birthday on the same day, so I wanted to make sure if they both could compete in it.
You dang right. If you're 18 by the national championship game January 12th, you get after
good
it, folks.
Deal.
We are here at Fast Phil's. We'd love to hear from you. Stop by and see us. What's going on? We've got some storm tickets to give away. Love to hear from you. We've also got, if you'd like to go to the UNK softball pancake feed, I want to give away a pair of tickets. If you stop by and see us here at Fast Phil's, just slide back, see Jimmy and me. We're not hard to spot. We're right here by the Nebraska Lottery gals, taking care, handing out their prize packs. Get registered here in the next hour, because within the hour, we're drawn out for all the great prizes, including the 6-foot stocking full of toys. We're going to make sure Jimmy doesn't get that into his vehicle. We're going to get it drawn out.
Hey, Doug, you want me to be a little negative. That incarnate word that played Nebraska in basketball, I thought we played pathetic the last 25 to 30 seconds. Very, very played really poor. And I just want to be real negative because it's getting to this Christmas. So I want to take the negative side on that. And I thought that was a game that we probably, going into the season where we saw them on their schedule and we looked at our one-loss record, might have counted that on the left side.
All the time. And it just goes to show, whether you're playing fourth grade travel team or you're playing NBA basketball, that's why the coaches continue to preach fundamentals, preach repetitiveness, going over things in practice, because Nebraska did everything that they could possibly do wrong down the stretch, missing free throws, having the wrong guy take the ball out of bounds, having the wrong guy take shots. Even on one of them, they get it into the right guy because you know you're going to get fouled. And Siobhan Shields throws it to Ty Webster, and Ty Webster throws it away. It's just life lessons learned. There's so many times, any sport, baseball, why do you play, go through so – you see so many things that are never going to happen, things you wouldn't even think about practicing. All of a sudden they occur in a game, and you go, okay, if this ever happens again, then I know how to handle this situation. And you can probably be guaranteed that that's not going to happen again to Nebraska. Because they had this bad experience to go through. But that losing to Incarnate Word is like stamping 3 losses on the Nebraska record when it comes tournament time. And, I mean, they're going to have to really impress now in the Big Ten. And they've got big, important, I think now very competitive games with Cincinnati at home tomorrow. Then they go out to Hawaii after the finals. They've got 3 games over that Christmas break. And if they beat Hawaii, which will be tough to do, then they probably get like a Wichita State and 2 really good programs. If they lose to Hawaii, then you're in the spot where you continue to lose games. You might play lesser competition, run into the same situation. So that's the way it is. That's the way it is. And that's the way it is.
You know, Doug, when you were talking about, you made a good point about you something happens and you learn from your mistakes. I always tried to learn from somebody else when I was watching. You know, I like to watch a game on TV and go, whoa. And then I go back and go, here's what happened on TV the other day. This will never happen to us again. Let's don't do this. Let's don't beat ourselves. Let's don't do something you know, if somebody's going to knock down a couple threes, then we're going to lose the game. But let's don't do anything to hand them some opportunities. So you're exactly right. Good point.
Absolutely, no doubt. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's a special 2 hours today from Fast Phil's Plaza here on the south side of Kearney, right next to Whiskey Creek, right off the interstate. If you're listening to our program and aren't even familiar with Kearney, Nebraska, just pull off the interstate, see us here at Fast Phil's for their holiday open house. For those that are traveling, they've got specials on their monster drinks, Cracker Jacks, jerky giveaways. You can get some sunglasses and koozies, although I guess we don't really need sunglasses today. I thought it was supposed to be in the mid-50s and sunny. I guess it's just kind of hanging over us, but at least it's not bad weather conditions to travel if you're out. Moving along, Christmas shopping, whatever it is, slide by and see us here today and pick up some goodies from the Nebraska Lottery as well. We'll be catching up with Nate Klaus of Husker Online, and we're here till 1 o'clock. Stop by, see us. We got storm tickets to give away. We've got softball pancake feed tickets to give away to go along with everything else. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan with you on the Doug and Daddy Show.
A better place to live doesn't have to be a dream. Not when there's somewhere you can make new friends, have new things to see and do, and become part of a caring community. All on the most affordable of terms. Good Samaritan Society makes it a reality with our affordable senior housing. It's open to seniors 62 and older who meet HUD guidelines. For more information on the Good Samaritan Society Hastings Affordable Housing, visit our website at good-sam.com or call 402-463-3181.
Goodwill is dedicated to helping people with disabilities or barriers achieve their goals and improve their quality of life.
Your donation to Goodwill's annual campaign makes a difference in the lives of others.
Goodwill services help people maintain a healthy lifestyle.
I don't know if I would be clean and sober if not for Goodwill.
People receiving services get the support they need to live, work, learn, and participate fully in the community.
Such a difference. Goodwill.
This week at Custom Pack of Hastings, get 80% lean ground beef in 5-pound bags, only $3.28 a pound. Smithfield Hickory Smoked Half Hams, $1.88 a pound. And a 2.5-pound bag of frozen chicken party wings, only $5.49 each. It's all at Custom Pack of Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Mark your calendars for Spring Valley's 25th Annual Production Sale to be held March 4th, 2015 at the ranch near Agra, Kansas. We'll be selling 100 Angus and 50 Balancer Bulls. Sire groups include Power Tool, Keneally and Focus, Infinity, Keneally Shrek, PA Safeguard, Consensus 7229, Keneally Cavalry, Upshot, Angus Valley, and Final Answer. All bulls will be DNA tested for enhanced EPDs and carry our full guarantee. Remember March 4th, 2015, Spring Valley's 25th Annual Production Sale.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth live at Fast Phil's Plaza here in Kearney for their holiday open house. Glad to have you along with us. We're here until 1 o'clock, and of course, Midway. You know, we're Fast Phil's here on South 2nd Avenue, right between our two Midway dealerships, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. or maybe it's time to get an oil change. Maybe it's time to get your car serviced. We can't have this decent weather forever. You will be going through some rough spots. Make sure the windshield wipers work. Make sure that there are a variety of different things. Your tires are good. Anything that goes with your car, truck, vehicle, maintenance, they've got certified technicians that are taking care of you. They've expanded now. Of course, many of you have heard they've bought Killian Motors. They've got a new used car pre-owned lot that's going to be going over there as they're making that transition, so you might want to stop by and check that out as well. Go to thinkmidway.com. It has more details, answers the questions, and if you got more questions, stop by and see them. South 2nd Avenue, you can see every vehicle on the lot, maybe even a special Christmas present from the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue Kearney, and you'll see some of their cool vehicles out at the Midway PBR tomorrow at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Nebraska volleyball in the NCAA tournament tonight, and we'll see how they do when they take on Washington in Seattle. It'll be very tough for the Husker volleyball team tonight, Jimmy.
So what time is that game going to be? Is that going to be a late game, do you think?
8:30 tonight. The first game is at 6 between Florida State and BYU, and then that'll be followed by Nebraska-Washington at approximately 8:30. The games are on ESPNU. If you're checking out the radio, it's also on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. The winners will meet at 10:30 tomorrow night in the regional final out in Seattle, and that is 10:30 Central Time, and that will also be on ESPNU. We'll have the Nebraska basketball doubleheader on the Breeze tomorrow, the women at 2, the men at 8. Megan Wickey is the Nebraska Gatorade Volleyball Player of the Year. If you were at the state tournament, she played against Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic in the tournament. They were in the finals. They were the state runner-up to the Stars. She is on her way to Ohio State. She's pretty good. The Nebraska women, a winner last night in hoops, 60-57 in a tight one at Creighton, where you know they were jacked up for that one. Then they will play, as we said, Bakersfield, who's 6-2 tomorrow, so it's kind of a trap game. They better be ready, kind of like the Incarnate Word type of deal. UNK men and women will be at South Dakota Mines tomorrow. The Hastings College men and women will be hosting Dort 2 and 4 o'clock at Lynn Farrell Arena, and you can catch all that action on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. In a high school basketball tonight and tomorrow, we've got Kearney High here on ESPN. As we said, they're at Lincoln High tonight. I'll have the doubleheader at 5:45, and then Randy will be at Kearney High's gym tomorrow for the doubleheader that gets underway at 5:15 against Millard South. Hastings St. Cecilia will host Donovan Trumbull tonight at 12:30 a.m. KHAS, and Elwood will be at Pleasanton on Classic Hits 98.9. Also tonight, Kearney Catholic will be hosting Ord. Grand Island is at Lincoln Southeast. Central Catholic will host Columbus SCOTUS. Hastings will host Holdridge. And Adams Central will be taking on Centura. Then tomorrow, of course, we've got the wrestling duel Classic Hits as Amherst will be in action taking on O'Neill. And that is at 4 o'clock. We still have Fanatics Trivia coming up. But right now, let's talk a little Husker football. It's busier than it has been in most years at this time of the year with the coaching changes, and Nate Klaus joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Husker Online. He's got all the answers to your questions, folks. Doug Duda, Jim Lang, and Nate, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
You got all the answers?
I've got all the answers, and I've become a Red Bull critiquer, so or expert on what all the different flavors of Red Bull taste like lately.
Well, I'm sure we're going to throw a bunch of questions at you. Let me start with the first one. Is Bo Pelini seriously up for any job offers? Basically, we've heard Youngstown State. Is he being considered? Do we know what he might be looking at? Or is he going to be in a position to just kind of step back for a season?
Well, from what I know and from the people I've talked to, the Youngstown State thing is very much real. And I think that, and when that news got out, it got out very early on, and whatever stage they were in as far as, you know, putting that thing all together. So from my understanding is that the Youngstown State thing is very real. You know, and as far as the other, you know, jobs that are rumored, I don't necessarily know those to be, you know, 100% legitimate, but it could be, you know, very real as well. So, you know, I talked to a guy the other day who definitely, when the Youngstown State news came out, he was surprised. He thought that what Bo probably would do, would take a year out unless, you know, he didn't get something, you know, at a nice Power 5 school this year. Take a year out, you know, and kind of, you know, just kind of put, you know, I guess relax and collect a paycheck for a year until, you know, until the right situation came around next year, you know, at this time. And because he just didn't see, you know, Youngstown State as being, you know, as good as Bo could do, you know, so, and so we'll see what happens. But on the other hand, you know, it does make some sense. You know, Bo's from Youngstown. He obviously is wanting to leave Lincoln. You know, it's kind of awkward living in Lincoln right now when you're the former head coach of Nebraska. And if he did sit out a year, he'd have to move out of Lincoln. His son would be a junior in high school next year. And then if he got a new job, then he'd have to move from wherever he moved from to that new place. So, and then he'd be moving his son, you know, maybe, you know, screwing up his senior year then. So, and I know that for sure that's something that Bo is not all about. He doesn't want to move his family around a ton, and especially with his son almost getting ready to graduate high school. So, you know, and if they went to Youngstown, he could go to Cardinal Mooney, go to the same high school as you know, he did, and all of his brothers and his dad and everybody. So the Youngstown State thing is very real.
Yeah, I think when I heard that, I agreed with all the things you said, because like I was telling Doug the other day, I said, you know, when you fire a coach, I mean, the whole family is involved with this, you know, the whole family, and there's a lot of decisions that are made and on a situation like that. So I think the Youngstown State thing does make sense, but I think maybe they could wait a little bit because there might be some other jobs that open up here in the next 15 to 30 days that he might be more appealing, and he might have an agreement with Youngstown State, you know, somehow with that, with Trestle and stuff, because of his name, they'd want him. They might wait a little bit on that. So I don't know all the specifics. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you. I think that, you know, part of the reason why he may have been upset when that news got out is because, you know, they had an agreement where they were allowing him to maybe wait, or there's a certain, you know, window, you know, time frame perhaps of when he, you know, had until he could officially accept or you know, maybe take something bigger that came along. So I definitely agree with you. I think if nothing else works out, I think that he ends up at Youngstown State. You know, here in the next 10, 15 days, if another program opened up and he had a good shot at that gig, then I would probably go there.
We're talking with Nate Klaus of HuskerOnline.com, recruiting coordinator here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're at Fassville's Plaza in Kearney for their holiday open house. The Nebraska Lottery on hand, many great items to give away and just some special deals during their holiday open house. Nate, they have a 6-foot Christmas stocking full of toys that I think would look really good in the Klaus household.
Well, I'm sure my 9-month-old would absolutely love that. There's no doubt about it.
Nate, we've started to get a little bit. Courtney Love, Greg Hart, you guys have confirmed will be going to Kentucky. This is always a very tricky situation. Nebraska and Kentucky over the last 18 months since Morrow went down there and Stoops is there. And is it a good thing that the guys have a place to go like a Kentucky? Are there other schools that are kind of, you know, okay, you want to leave and we're going to help you out? Or is this a contentious thing?
I you know, that's a good question. There's a couple different ways you could look at it, I suppose. I kind of lean more towards it being, you know, somewhat of a contentious thing. You know, I know that there was somewhat of a pre-existing relationship between Vince Morrow and the Love family. I have a feeling that maybe there was maybe some contact there before an official release was given from Nebraska to speak to other schools. But because of their pre-existing relationship, that was probably, you could probably get around it like that. You know, and I think Vince Morrow, he's a salesman. He's an excellent recruiter. He obviously, you know, is from Youngstown and knows Courtney Love very well, you know, and Greg Hart is from Ohio and is very close with Courtney Love. And both those guys were kind of in the same situation, you know. Neither one hardly saw the field at all this year, you know. And I think in two different reasons, though, I think Courtney Love is good enough to see the field this year, which makes your situation even, you know, that much more difficult to deal with, I believe. So, you know, and Greg Hart is a good player, but I think, you know, he had a couple of guys ahead of him, you know, like Sam Cotton and certainly Seaton Carter that were better than him. You know, and that was kind of where he was at. But, you know, the Kentucky opportunity came about. And I believe that, you know, Vince Morrow did an excellent job of recruiting those guys to Kentucky and kind of selling them on the opportunity, to go there. Now, what my problem with the whole deal is, and from my point of view, which is, you know, I guess I can't, you know, definitively speak for the players, but I thought it would have been prudent for them to stick around, go through spring ball, you know, see where the chips fall with the new coaching staff and with, you know, a new set of eyes evaluating you. You know, everyone's going to be going into spring practice with a clean slate. And, you know, if one of these guys was in Bo Pelini's doghouse or whatever the case may be, you know, that's not going to be the case, you know, under Mike Riley anymore. So, you know, and they're going to be in new systems, you know, under new coaches, and you know, you're not hurting yourself if you go through spring practice because, you know, this is more than likely you're going to have to sit out next year at Kentucky anyway. But what I had been heard or had been told is that both those guys may be able to apply for a waiver and petition the NCAA to you know, not have to sit out next year. Now, I don't see that happening, but I know they're definitely going to try to do that.
Yeah, that's just such a long – I mean, you already sat out and you didn't play much. And, boy, if you're not better than Sam Cotton, I guess you do got to go find a place to play, and that wasn't very nice.
Yeah.
But it's just – that's a long time before you even get the opportunity to play football again. This transferring is so tough. Nate, what about what you're hearing, what you guys are reporting? Obviously, we can read it on Husker Online, but how Coach Riley is doing out there. The Davis twins, I think, are the two big ones that everybody wants to know about. It sounds like things went well. Any other kids that you're expecting to transfer, and then follow that up with how the recruiting trail is going in this first week?
You know, I'm not hearing about any other guys that I'm definitely expecting to transfer. You know, generally there are always a handful, you know, anytime there's a transition, you know, and a change within the coaching staff, you know, there's always a handful of guys. And I'm sure that we'll probably see that play out, you know, more so after the holidays, perhaps. On the recruiting trail, Mike Riley's done a bang up job so far. He's been hitting it hard and I think, you know, the thing that's really kind of shown through this first week of his, you know, being on the job is that, one, this isn't his first rodeo. You know, he's been able to go into some living rooms and into some tough situations, answer some tough questions, and play it off like an absolute pro. And the kids that he's dealt with and the parents that he's dealt with have all come away extremely impressed. They talk about his personality, his demeanor, how easygoing he is, and how calming he is. You know, this is a tough situation for a lot of the recruits, especially a number of recruits that are set to enroll early. So, but Mike Riley went in, answered the questions, made them feel at ease about the entire situation. And, you know, I talked with a dad last night that said you know, his main thing was he just wanted to get a feel for what kind of person Coach Riley was. And he said from reading his spirit is what he said. He said, Mike Riley has got a good spirit and is the type of guy that you want to be around and he has no problem sending his son to go play for a man like Mike Riley. Now with the Davis twins, they were dangling by a thread in terms of their commitment with Nebraska. I think they already had one foot out the door. And Mike Riley was able to go to Kansas City to meet them. And he played that perfectly. He went down there, spent a good amount of time with a high school football coach who was very crucial in this whole decision-making process, scored some points there. He also did his homework. He called Lorenzo Hicks, who is a former cornerback at Nebraska, who is the Davis Twins' uncle. He called him out of the blue to introduce himself, and basically say, hey, I'm learning on the fly here. I understand that you're a former Husker and you're, you know, the Davis Twins' uncle, and I wanted to introduce myself. I want to establish a relationship with you and your family. I'm really looking forward to you know, having your nephews play under me and so on and so forth. And I'll tell you what, that scored major points with the family right there. And after that in-home visit, the Davis Twins are still on board. The main question they have is who the defensive line coach is going to be. But they came to the agreement that they're going to stick it out with Nebraska. And then as soon as the D-line coach is named, they're going to be making a visit to Lincoln to come meet the entire staff and hopefully continue to build that level of comfortability with the coaching staff and with Coach Mike Riley. So he's done a great job so far.
Hey, I really appreciate what you're telling us here about Mike Riley, and you've got some good insight, because I was sitting here wondering what he was going to do and how he was going to handle this, because to me, the decision of the AD and Perlman to really get rid of Bo Pelini and the recruits we had, and I didn't know what numbers those guys were, 3s, 4s, 5s, whatever numbers they were that we had, but whatever recruiting we had, it was very important with some of the players we're losing this year to keep this thing and keep it as much as we can. And that's why I was concerned maybe we should keep an assistant coach, one guy on the Nebraska staff, to make this transition and keep some of these players, because there might be some players on our team right now that are thinking about leaving, but if that one coach would stay, they might stay a little bit. But it sounds to me that Mike Riley, his personality is so that he can handle this, do what he needs to do, and he may not have any of these Nebraska player coaches around for the transition. Your thoughts?
I think you said that extremely well and kind of, painting the picture for what it is. Initially there were a couple coaches that, I think general consensus was, hey, if Mike Riley retains a guy like Charlton Warren or a guy like Rick Kaczynski on the staff, you could minimize, the amount of players that you're going to lose, not just in the recruiting class, but maybe even, in terms of transfers from the team. But so far what we've seen is even though those guys may yet be retained, Mike Riley hasn't hired anyone for those positions yet, but he's been able to go out on the road and sit in the living rooms with parents and make them feel comfortable that, hey, look, I know that you have a good relationship with Charlton Warren. And I don't know if I'm going to keep him yet, but what I do know is that these are the qualities I'm looking for in that coach. And that could be Warren. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be bringing in, a man that is going to, not only coach your son, but mentor him and be a father figure for him. And he's going to fit, this criteria, and X, Y, Z, lay it all out there. And he's made those families feel extremely comfortable about how he plans on going about, filling out the rest of his coaching staff. And a lot of the recruits have said that he, wants this staff to be complete by the end of next week. So I think we'll all find out soon enough, exactly who the rest of the coaching staff is.
Last minute here with Nate Klaus here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Nate, where do we go from here? The live recruiting period ends this weekend. What's the next step? I don't expect that we're going to have anybody committing during this time, are we, or will we?
Well, I think that we could. That's the other impressive thing that has kind of come about, and really over the last 48 hours, the assistant coaches that Coach Riley has named, have been able to get on the road and start recruiting as well over the last 48 hours. They are going to be hosting three official visitors this weekend. Jalen Barnett is a top 250 four-star offensive lineman from Lawton, Oklahoma. And I'm sure you guys remember the last great offensive lineman that came out of Lawton, Oklahoma, and Will Shields. You know, and they have a outstanding relationship with the school football coach there. You know, when I talked to him yesterday, he was gushing about Mike Riley and Coach Kavanaugh. In fact, you know, that coach has sent players from Lawton, Oklahoma to Corvallis, Oregon, before, and you know, was singing the praises of Mike Riley. So they'll be holding, they'll be hosting, Jalen Barnett. They'll be hosting Adrian Talon, who's an extremely athletic linebacker out of Florida, is a kid who was on Oregon State's radar when that coaching staff was still in Corvallis. And then they'll be hosting a tight end in Matt Snyder, who's really, I think, a perfect fit for what Mike Riley wants to do in his offense. So you got three guys on campus, and I wouldn't be surprised if they were able to reel, you know, at least one of these three in at the end of this weekend, which would be quite the feat, you know, considering the coaching staff isn't complete. You know, just from talking with these kids, they all have you know, high respect for Coach Riley and an existing relationship with the coaches that he has named. So it'll be interesting to see what plays out. But, you know, like you said, the end of the dead period or the beginning of the dead period starts Sunday night. So and then you got about a month of, you know, no activity, at least in terms of, you know, visiting recruits or recruits visiting you. You know, you can still talk to recruits via social media, you know, instant message or direct message, you know, on Facebook or Twitter, and kids can call you, but there's no, you know, outgoing, you know, I guess, communication that can be made by the coaches. So there's still some recruiting that can take place, but not quite to the level that we've seen lately. And I think that he'll fill out the rest of his staff and kind of go into the new year and kind of hit that, you know, hit the stretch run, you know, from the middle of January through signing day, you know, hit the ground running there.
Yeah, Nate, another thing, I don't know if we've talked about this or not, but I think it's, you know, there's going to be some players that are upset with the coaching change, or they lose their coach. They're, well, you know, if they're the receivers, their receiving coach is the time they spend most of the time with. I mean, an example of that. But there are some players that just have Nebraska ties. They're from Nebraska. They live in the state of Nebraska. Their parents are still from Nebraska. And even though they may not like the coaching change, they're still going to stick around and play in Nebraska. They don't want to upset and uproot and change their whole major because, you know, they're there for a four-year degree too. It's just not all about football.
Exactly. You know, and you know, no player wants to go through a coaching change. And you know, a lot of times, you know, coaching change is something that fans don't want to go through either, you know. Change is never easy, but at the end of the day, you know, I think especially with these players and even the fans too. I mean, they've got a lot invested into the program. You know, everyone involved has a lot invested in this program, and I think, you know, by and large, everyone absolutely loves the University of Nebraska. And, you know, and by the, you know, at the end of the day, I think that everyone's going to embrace the changes. And so far, to be honest with you, you know, I've seen nothing but positives so far. I've been extremely impressed with Coach Riley and his staff. I think this transition has been about as smooth as you could have hoped for.
Well, Nate, we appreciate you giving us some time. What does the 9-month-old get for Christmas?
You know, we've got a couple things already. We were in Kansas City over Thanksgiving, and I don't know if you guys have ever been to an IKEA before, but yeah. We're able to pick up you know, quite a bit of pretty cool stuff in that IKEA store, and you know, it's pretty crazy how big that place is. But so she's going to be getting you know, a handful of stuff from IKEA, and I'm sure my wife will continue to accumulate things here and there until Christmas.
It'll be better than a college kit, than a football player's bowl package, his gift bag that he'll be getting. Hey, Nate, Merry Christmas to your family. Thanks for the time, as always. Keep up the great work, man.
All right. Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Nate Klaus, Jordan Doug, Duda, Jim Langan here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio from Husker Online. We're going to take a break because we are here at Fastfills Plaza for a few more minutes till the top of the hour. We still have Fanatics Friday Fantastic Trivia coming up, a chance to win a $25 gift card to Fanatics. We will be giving you the names of some winners from the drawings today here at Fastfills. And get in and get registered. We've had great traffic since the show began at 11. Nebraska Lottery is still here. Stop in and get some goodies from them. Jerky, Cracker Jacks, specials on large drinks, sodas, teas, whatever you need to get you through a Friday afternoon, and many giveaways, including the six-foot Christmas stocking full of toys. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show next.
When you're looking for the best deal, head into Plum Creek Motors.
You can buy the best and say for sure that'll make you happy, don't you know? And we came along with this little song so you know where to go.
Now, buying the best and saving for sure will make you happy, and you'll get them both when you deal with my good friends at Plum Creek Motors. You'll buy the best because they have a complete selection of everything new from Chevrolet and Buick. And you'll save for sure because they have the best prices and super financing to go along with it. Yep, buying the best and saving for sure makes me happy. It makes Mama happy, too, which in turn makes me even happier. Plum Creek Motors, where you'll get a great deal and a great deal more.
Now we've told you where and told you why, and we wouldn't tell you wrong. Folks every day keep a heading that way, so why don't you come on along?
The best vehicles, the best prices, and lots of happy faces can be found at one place, Plum Creek Motors, across the street from the Dawson County Fairgrounds in Lexington. Join the happy crowd and see them today at Plum Creek Motors.
Sapp Brothers in Odessa thanks you sincerely for your business during the past year and wishes you every happiness for the holidays and the coming new year. Happy holidays from Sapp Brothers in Odessa.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on, North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Happy holidays from our family to yours from CharterWest National Bank. This is Russ Smith. There's excitement in the air, but we cannot forget a little baby started this 2,000 years ago. CharterWest National Bank extends these warm holiday greetings to you and yours this Christmas.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I want to thank Nate Klaus for joining us on our Husker segment, Recruiting Heavy Today, brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Make sure to assure many more years of reliable irrigation by scheduling your annual preventative maintenance program today. Performing basic maintenance in the off-season always pays you back when the summer heat arrives. T&L. Easier on you for a lifetime. Doug Duda, Jim Langan on a special Friday two-hour holiday edition, Jimmy, here at the Holiday Open House. Now, I had one of my facts a little messed up. You can still register for all the prizes through Monday. So it's going on through the weekend here. We're not going to be drawn out for the stocking today. So that means they better have the security camera on it for two more days while you're back in.
They've got a security camera
the
here.
The bear's looking at you.
You're right.
The bear is looking at you.
They got a security camera.
But we're having a good time here, and we hope you will as well. We're here until the top of the hour, but they've got specials on Monster Drinks, Cracker Jacks, Wild Bill Jerky, and so much more. Mars and M&M, H&H Distributing. The Nebraska Lottery is still here, and a lot of folks smiling as they walk out with their lottery goodie bags. And on-site prizes when you purchase some lottery tickets, get even more here at Fastfills Plaza next to Whiskey Creek, south side of Kearney. We've got our Friday trivia coming up. But, Jimmy, there was a couple other things I wanted to mention, and I don't remember what they are right now. Do you have anything that you wanted to mention?
No, Doug, I think, you know, we got the Army-Navy game Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
we got that going on. That's a big tradition. The pro football is a big win last night for the Cardinals. You know, I mean, and boy, can you imagine that the football, the injuries at quarterback position for them this year, and they're still, I think they're 11-3, Doug. Are they 10-3 and there's three games
11
to go?
11-3 now.
11-3. Okay, 11-3. They're 11-3,
and they've got their fourth team quarterback, you know, their fourth quarterback of the year. Can you imagine if you're the fifth guy and you're going, man, did you think you're going to play this year? You know, you're the fifth guy and you're going, hey, one more injury and I'm in. One more, you know.
I never quite rooted for it like that, Jimmy.
Yeah, when you're the fifth guy, you're looking around going, hey. You start warming up. You're on the sidelines starting to warm up. You go, I don't even know the plays. I wasn't paying attention to the team meetings, to be honest with you. I don't know any of our plays.
Turn and hand it off right, hand it off left, throw deep. And that's kind of what Tommy Armstrong does. We've had a few emails about Tommy. Here's another one to the Dent Popper inbox. It says, if Tommy has a coach that spends some quality time with him, can he maybe at least not toss a 90-mile-an-hour swing pass for a screen? I think he'll get better, but he needs some help. The interesting thing is, and Jimmy, you can correct me if I'm wrong, touch is hard to learn, and it's hard to teach, especially at that level. Brett Favre didn't necessarily have a lot of touch. You can be great quarterbacks, but his receivers are always talking about how their fingers were hurting and they broke a few bones. Quarterbacks will throw them hard. Armstrong just needs to be more accurate. It seems to me when Tommy does try to throw a touch pass, he still has that zip on it, and he usually always leads his guy too much. I think if you watch the film, he leads his guy more than he throws it behind him. But, yeah, you always want a good coach to work with you. And he will get better. He's still got two more years, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, there's athletes that you coach over the years, and they're in different sports. And one thing that does not get noticed enough is a player that catches bad passes with different velocities, and the quarterback gets credit, or a basketball player that throws it's a low bounce pass and it's clear down by your ankle, but that teammate always gets that ball, and that's avoids the turnover. It avoids you the turnover. You're the one that threw the poor pass. And I think that Nebraska right now, and this guy's right, Tarney Armstrong is not great at those touch passes and throwing the ball at 10 yards, and even his eyes. I don't think he does a great job with his eyes at times at looking at one receiver and going another way and kind of helping those receivers get open. I think he does a really good job, though, at throwing the ball downfield, and when he looks at that one receiver, he puts it in a spot where they have an opportunity to make a catch. But he does throw the ball a little hard. But, hey, good receivers will go up and get those things, and good receivers will knock him down so to avoid that interception.
Jordan Westerkamp, he made some great catches in the Home Depot Awards last night. ESPN, they voted that the college football catch of the year, the behind the back, early in the year, made that great behind the back catch.
Yeah.
That's the play of the year.
Yeah, well, hey, I'll tell you what a great catch.
Let me take
ahead,
this to
ahead,
you, Jim, because I think you're going to follow up with this.
Okay.
I'm going to be positive here.
Okay. I'll try to be negative.
With all the back and forth we've had over the last 2 weeks, co-hosts, listeners, emailers, tweeters, and we love them all, and it's what makes our show and makes it go and keeps it rolling during coach transitions, tough times when there's some people out there that want changes. But there was a lot of fun, I thought, for Nebraska football this year. It wasn't fun for Amir to get hurt, and it wasn't fun to kind of have your dreams crushed there for about three quarters against Michigan State, and it wasn't fun to get off to another good start against Wisconsin, then only be rolled on national TV. But there were a lot of good things this year. We touched about the Amir Abdullah runs, Westerkamp catches. Problem was, I suppose there just wasn't enough of them throughout the season. But again, a chance to win their 10th game in the bowl game. To anyone that thinks that this season was a disaster, they are totally wrong. Yesterday at the UNK winter luncheon, and you can learn a lot of good words from Tom Kropp. He said, you know what, I know we, and this is paraphrasing, I know we want to win and all this, but he goes, not all of your lessons are necessarily learned by 20-6 or 6-20. They come somewhere in between, you know, saying they remember you more for how you treated them than the 28 you scored in the game. And I think that has a lot to say with how this year's team will be remembered. This year's team had Amir Abdullah, Kenny Bell, on down the line, some really outstanding young men.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Now, you know, and the thing of it is, you know, and I think the people with the coaching change, people that wanted the coaching change, they wanted it for two reasons. They wanted it for two reasons. The people that wanted it. Mm-hmm. And we've had people come in. I've talked to a lot of people, whether it was on the show or off the show, but they did want to make some comments to us. And for two reasons, they want a new coach. One, they want to win more games. That's number one.
Or the other one is, hey, you know what? I don't mind going 9-3 or 8-4. But let's do it with this guy on the sideline that's got a different demeanor. I mean, those are the people that wanted the change. Now, the people that did not want the change, they liked the fireness of Bo. You know, I guarantee you one thing. They were talking about what is Bo going to do next year? I know one thing Bo's not going to do. Bo's not going to officiate in the Big 12 conference or the Big 10. He doesn't have enough friends who are going to invite him to come to the game. So Bo's going to make some money doing something, but it's not going to be officiating, you know. So that the fieriness of Bo, the people that liked him, they didn't mind that fire. You know what I mean? And so, you know, when we have these two sides of the guys that were pro or against, those are the things that have basically been telling us. Your thoughts on that, Doug?
Well, if Bo's looking for, I mean, because he's going to get a pretty good check from Nebraska, so I do need a color analyst for football next year. So
there you go.
We'll take care of Bo. It doesn't pay much, but it doesn't need to. See, Bo's in a perfect position. And so if coach is listening, love the coach. Would love to have him join us and get his insight. Let's take a break. Hear from Fastfields Plaza in Kearney. The holiday open house continues. Let's give away a $25 gift card right now to Fanatics with our fantastic Friday trivia. Found this out yesterday at UNK. It's a UNK question, and so that's where we're going today. I don't know how to give a proper clue, so I'm just going to throw it out this way. 888-455-ESPN. If you haven't won anything from us this week, you're eligible. 888-455-3776. What was the first sport that the University, well, it would have been Kearney State. So what was the first sport that Kearney State won a national championship in the NAIA? I will give you this clue. It was in the early 1960s. What was the first sport that Kearney State, and they're a team of distinction at Kearney State UNK right now. What was the first sport that Kearney won a national championship in, Kearney State, in the early 60s while they were in the NAIA? 888-455-3776. First correct caller, you're getting a $25 gift card to Fanatics. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jim Baldonado with the Home Agency. We will be putting on some Farm Bill meetings with Dr. Art Barnamy that you won't want to miss. We will start out in Gothenburg on December 9th in the morning, that afternoon in Elwood, December 10th on Wednesday, York in the morning, and Omaha in the afternoon, December 11th on Thursday, Hallam in the morning, and then we'll be in Beloit, Kansas that afternoon. These are some Farm Bill meetings that you're not going to want to miss. So go to thehomeagency.com to register or call home, the Home Agency that is, at 1-800-245-4241.
Burger King's once popular Yumbo hot ham and cheese sandwich from the 70s is back, baby. What you know about Yumbo?
Yumbo.
All the way from the Y to the O, every delicious and mouth-watering ingredient packed together real close.
Yumbo.
Hot Black Forest ham and melted cheese, and it's on the Burger King 2 for $5 menu. Yumbo, your yum straight.
Yumbo.
Try this and any other premium sandwich on the Burger King 2 for $5 menu.
Yumbo.
Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices high in Alaska and Hawaii.
When your fields are not excessively deficient in needed nutrients, you can apply all the P, K, and micros required for a top yield at planting time. Agroculture liquid fertilizers' exceptional nutrient compatibility and superior efficiency allow you to prescription apply exactly what your crop needs safely and conveniently. Research proves it. For season-long nutrient availability, it's Agroculture liquid fertilizers. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Take a minute now to mark your calendar or planner so you don't miss the Garden City Farm Show, January 22nd through the 24th at the Finney County Fairgrounds. Be one of the first 500 visitors each day, and we'll treat you to lunch. Plus, there's free parking and free admission. We'll have a wide range of farm equipment, demonstrations, door prizes, and an array of speakers discussing topics that benefit you the most. The Garden City Farm Show, January 22nd through the 24th at the Finney County Fairgrounds. For show details, go to GardenCityFarmShow.com.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete & Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete & Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty is proud to help bring a Merry Christmas to needy kids through the Buffalo County Good Fellows. Join the spirit of giving. Donations can be made online at carneygoodfellows.org.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Show wrap it up from Fast Fills Plaza Holiday Open House. You can register through Monday for all of the great giveaways that they have here. So stop by anytime over the weekend. Maybe you're heading out to the Tri-City Storm game. They're home tonight at 7:30, tomorrow at 3:05. Boy Scout Day tomorrow. That's always a very raucous environment because it's nearly a sellout, if not a sellout, for that event. And so the Storm against Youngstown, if you can't make it out, it's always on the radio at the Breeze 94.5 tonight and tomorrow. And again, stop by Fast Fills, get registered for all the great items, including the 6-foot stocking full of toys that probably has something for everybody in the family, whether they're 4 or 40. So stop by and get registered today. Congratulations to Matt from Kearney. He was the winner of our fantastic Fanatics Friday trivia. He knew, and Jimmy, you didn't know, did you?
No, I did not know. And this is my alma mater.
I did not know this, but the first national championship that Kearney State College won in the NAIA is a team that no longer exists. And, of course, it's fun for us, men's bowling. Men's bowling. And, of course, nice picture up there. The only problem was when I looked at it yesterday, guys, I didn't see the names of the guys that were on the team. And I was telling Jimmy this during the break. I didn't see who it was. And a couple of them looked familiar, but I didn't put the names with it. And if I should know who it is, that's my bad. But congratulations, Matt is our winner. When we come back on the Monday show, we're going to recap the weekend in sports. In fact, I think just talking with the folks up at UNK yesterday, I expect we're going to find out who the new UNK football coach is before the kids go home for the holiday, Jimmy. And we're going to keep our ears open for that. We may have an announcement on the Doug and Daddy show early next week about the new UNK football coach, which I think we agree. I think Athletic Director Plinsky kind of agreed with what we were talking about yesterday, is that the kids want to know who it is before they go for break. I mean, some of these guys will be gone for 3-4 weeks, whatever that approximate is, as finals week is a little later this year, but they want to know who their coach is and maybe have a little time. You don't want to drop it on December 23rd or December 30th when they're not around. And I think Athletic Director Plinsky, if he doesn't know who it is, he's got it really, really narrowed down.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'd be nice to know who your coach is. The earlier the better, but sometimes you just have no control over that. There could be a coach that they really want, but he might have another offer too. You know what I mean? And he might say, hey, you know, this guy might be getting the Youngstown State job, and between UNK and Youngstown State, his name could be in those. So he may not be able to commit yet. And if you've got to force him to commit, you may lose him.
Well, that's going to wrap things up for the Doug and Daddy show today. Great job by producer Jeff, as always. Want to thank Bob and the gang here. He's always smiling, waiting on everybody, the Nebraska Lottery, with their giveaways today. And don't forget that you can get registered for the many great gifts as the Holiday Open House continues today at Fast Fills Plaza here on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, just south of Whiskey Creek. Stop in, see the folks. We want to thank our guests today, Nate Klaus of Husker Online, Russ Halford of HuskerMatt.com, talking about wrestling in the state of Nebraska. We'll have the Amherst-O'Neill duel tomorrow, a special Doug and Daddy show here on ESPN from 1 to 2. If you're coming down, stop by Heidelberg's 33rd and Superior to join us and just hang out with the Amherst-O'Neill wrestling community, and we will be there for that. And then the duel is at 4 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also want to thank Jimmy Lee and LJ Jenkins with the Midway PBR going on tomorrow night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Get your tickets at PickMyTickets.com, JR's Westernware, Buffalo County Fairgrounds, and tomorrow the ticket office opens at the Expo Center at 12 noon. Jimmy, thanks for spending the time with us again.
2-hour show, we did all right.
Don't sprain or pull anything reffing this weekend, okay?
I don't want to sprain anything.
I'll see you at Kearney High Basketball tonight. I'll be at Lincoln High for the Bearcats and the Lynx. Until then, this is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us and happy holidays from the folks at Fast Fills Plaza here in Kearney.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!